If you have your Bibles this morning, you will want to open them, please, to the book of the Revelation, chapter 2, the paragraph which begins with verse 18. We read the passage which includes the message to the church at Thyatira, which message we have been thinking about for a day or two. We read the entire message this morning so that we might touch upon that which we have already noticed and continue thinking about the portion of the word that has not been brought to our attention. Revelation chapter 2, verse 18, "And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, These things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works in the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants, to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornications, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and the hearts. And I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, which have not the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which ye have already. Hold fast till I come, and he that overcometh, and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I have received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. For he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." The church at Thyatira, we have already learned, represents that period in church history when the Roman church was in preeminence. We have discovered that the name Thyatira means continual mass, the mass being one of the characteristics of this historic church. This church, as the other churches at which we have looked and at which we will look, was paid a compliment at the very outset of the message. "I know thy works, love, service, faith, and works combined with patience." A criticism was offered, a criticism that this church permitted a woman by the name of Jezebel, who called herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce servants to commit fornication and eat things sacrificed unto idols. The reference to fornication and adultery in these passages of Scripture is a reference to spiritual departure from the plain truth of God's Word. Though this church was known for its acts of charity, it was beginning to follow false teaching and extra-scriptural emphasis. In the 21st verse, we learn that God gave this church an opportunity to repent of her spiritual adultery. She did not repent. This represented those men within the church who pointed out the errors of the church, who pointed out the sins of the church, and begged the church to change her course and return to God. Now there was nothing left for God to do but to visit the church with judgment. And this is what we want to begin to think about today, because we have arrived at this point in our study of this particular message. In verse 22, we read, "Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds." This verse of Scripture is emphasizing an eternal principle. When men choose what they want, contrary to God's will and purpose, and insist upon it, then God sees to it that they have what they want. This principle was expressed in relation to the nation of Israel when they hated that light manna which God provided and insisted that God give them meat. No problem for God to give them meat. God could do anything. God gave them meat because they insisted upon it. But God said also, "I will give you this meat until, figuratively speaking, it comes out your nose and your mouth. You'll be sick of it. You will have had all of it that you could possibly want. You'll be sorry that you even mentioned meat." This is God's judgment. If we insist on having our way, He gives us what we want until we are sick of the whole matter. And God said, in this instance, you want spiritual fornication you will have, which will eventually result in death, in verse 23. Because spiritual death always follows disobedience to the revealed will of God. God said, when judgment eventually falls upon the church at Thyatira, then all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and the hearts, and I am the one who gives to every man according to his works. The front that we tend to put up sometimes to fool people does not fool God. For God looks beyond the facade of what we are and inside the sanctuary of our souls. He unveils exactly what we are. He knows us for what we are, not for what we attempt to show others that we are. Now God, in this message to the church at Thyatira, as in the other messages, makes an appeal to the individual within the church. You and I are prone to be critical of churches, and if we find a church that has error, if we find a church that is departing from the truth, we tend to daub everybody in the church with the same stick. We tend to speak of everybody as though the same shoe would fit all. If few are bad, then we consider all to be bad. But God does not. God recognizes that even in the church at Thyatira, which he spoke to very firmly, there were some who were true to him. There were some who did not go along with all that the church emphasized. Did you notice in verse 22? He said, I say unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine. You don't accept what the church teaches. You're in it for whatever reason, but you don't accept it. You have not gone to the depths of Satan as they speak. You've refused to go along with the crowd, but you're still in the church. Then God says to you, I will put upon you no other burden. You have burden enough. You have a great enough burden, and I will not burden you any more than you are already burdened. My advice to you is, hold fast that which ye have till I come. Don't lose your faith. Don't lose your close relationship with God. Don't lose that intimate conversation that you have with the Lord. When all around you people are forsaking the old landmarks, when all around you individuals are bringing in that which is contrary to the faith of the fathers, if you are still within the church, don't give up what you already have. Don't be swept up in the vortex of activity. Hold fast that which you have until I come. Then, running true to form in all of the messages to the churches, the Lord Jesus Christ said, And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over all the nations. This is a promise to the overcomer, like other promises to the overcomer, related to the millennial reign of Christ. We are told in the scriptures that if we suffer with Christ, we shall also reign with him. And the suggestion is that the condition of the churches will become such that it will be costly for individual Christians to maintain their convictions and hold fast the truth which is precious to them. God gives the word of encouragement, You hold fast what you have till I come. And if you will keep my works unto the end, then I will give you power over all nations. If this phrase is to be accepted literally, then it can apply only to the millennial reign of Christ. Because we read in verse 27, He shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I have received of my Father. This statement plainly indicates that the millennial reign of Christ will follow the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to this earth. Because this language is language elsewhere used in the scripture, which describes what happens when the Lord Jesus Christ returns to the earth. The nations who do not want to willingly subject themselves to his rule shall be broken with a rod of iron. As a potter's vessel shall they be broken in shivers. Because the Lord Jesus Christ has received the sovereign right of the nations from his Father, the nations were given to the Lord Jesus Christ that he might rule over them, and that he will, offering to the overcomers in the church at Thyatira the privilege of sharing in this rule with Christ. And then he gives a very precious promise in figurative language, but one that does speak volumes. I will give him the morning star. Now, what is the morning star? The morning star is the indication that the dawn is coming. The morning star is the indication that the sun is about to rise. And what our God is saying here is that the individuals in the church at Thyatira who are faithful will have a real sense of the coming of the Lord.